I want to talk about biomes as part of our summary for these chapters. They're major ecological types characterized by similar climates, soil conditions, and biological communities. Temperature and precipitation largely determine what kind of biomes would occur in a place in the absence of human disturbance. Resource availability varies greatly between different biomes. Biological productivity differ. Consequently, humans use biomes differently, and ecological resilience differs among the biomes. Among the major terrestrial land-based biomes are deserts, tundra, grasslands, temperate deciduous forests, temperate coniferous forests, tropical moist forests, and tropical seasonal forests. Grasslands, shrublands, savannas, and thorn shrub are among the biomes occurring where temperatures are extreme and precipitation is too slight to support forests. Frequently, fires and drought tend to keep trees from growing. This is an important factor in our area because prairies are dependent upon frequent fires in order to keep the trees from growing and allow the prairie flowers and grasses to be maintained. Originally, these fires were a result of lightning strikes that caused wide swatches of prairie to be burned. Today, we rely upon controlled burning because of the large number of houses and other buildings that are within the prairie lands to keep the trees and shrubs from shading prairie grasses. The other factor that's involved with fires is that many prairie plants require smoke and heat in order for the seeds to germinate. So this is an important factor where mowing and other things don't suffice to keep prairies as they once were. Forests consisting of trees and complex layered communities on the ground and in the soil occur where there is enough moisture to support trees and tree seedlings. Tropical low-latitude rainforests and temperate mid-latitude rainforests are extremely tall because of the abundant rainfall. Tropical forests have relatively poor soils, so cutting them removes most organic matter from the forest. Grasslands have been lost through conversion of farmlands and overgrazing and fire suppression. Forests have been lost through logging and conversion to agriculture. Marine environments can be described by depth and by proximity to the shore. Shallow, light-rich environments are usually the most biologically productive because they include many photosynthetic organisms. Near-shore and onshore environments include intertidal zones, estuaries, coral reefs, and mangrove swamps. Marine environments play key roles in global systems because of photosynthetic activity and biomass production. Freshwater aquatic systems include lakes, rivers, wetlands, which are major centers of biodiversity in terrestrial systems. Wetlands provide essential ecosystem services, including flood water storage and water purification. Even so, wetlands continue to be converted in North America worldwide. We see the effects of destruction of many of these wetland areas in our particular communities where we've filled in spaces and we've just put in large parking lots, shopping centers, and housing where there once were prairies and forests and swamps. As a result, we now have faster water runoff and problems with storage of water that's running off during storms, flooding in some areas, and in some cases we have lesser amounts of groundwater stored, which results in problems during the summer. Human alteration of the ecosystem has been most extensive in forests, grasslands, and wetlands. Many islands have lost nearly all of their original habitat. Arctic environments are the least directly altered by human actions, although indirect effects are extensive. Current exploration in the Arctic poses many problems because of the fragile ecosystems there. The time that it takes to remediate such things as oil spills is much longer than it would be in a temperate or tropical region.